It's the Big Show. Biggest show coming to town this week. Brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And also by Starwood Motors. Six candidates this week. Run through in which the list, and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. There are a couple that I did not put on here. I did not include the band that is playing tonight at the Bryan Street Tavern, Diarrhea Planet.
No way.
They just named it that to get on this section, didn't they?
No way.
Tonight and tonight only. Diarrhea
Planet.
Planet.
I don't want to live there. Planet.
And this may be a big show because it's at the Bass Hall on Sunday. I wanted to include them, but I never heard of them. But they have a funny name, the Biscuit Brothers.
Hey, guys.
I'm Joe Biscuit.
And I'm Jim.
And together we're
the Biscuit Brothers.
But we do have six candidates. Candidate number
That's
one.
The end of the sketch.
Tonight,
grab
the
money by the biscuits.
You don't still do those spots, do you?
No, I don't.
We love it when you do
biscuits.
That.
Biscuits.
At the Windspear Opera House tonight, it is Jazz at Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis.
So it's at Lincoln Center. You said
well,
Windspear.
It's the Lincoln Center Orchestra traveling with Wynton Marsalis to the Windspear.
He has some greatness to him.
Yes, he does.
Does he?
Yes.
They named a street after him here in Dallas.
I don't think that's named after him, Marsalis.
Oh. Who's that named after? Marsalis Wiley?
Marsalis. Who's that named after? Who's the famous Dallas Marsalis?
Bob. I don't know. Don't you feel like you've been listening to this music now for the last week?
Yes.
This has been the soundtrack of our lives here for the last week.
This is just, That is the only thing you hear in New Orleans. You go into a restaurant, this is what's playing. Go down to the lobby, hotel, this is playing.
Thomas Marsalis, who along with John Armstrong, the founder of Oak Cliff, were one of the key developers of that area.
You learn something new every day.
Thank you, Rich.
There you
with
go.
The users. All right, candidate number two, Thursday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville.
Yeah, Bob.
Pat Green.
Yeah, Bob.
Tickets
oh, my gosh.
He was just here a couple weeks
he
ago.
He lives here. Does he live in
performing.
Fort Worth?
Yeah. Well, when he performs, it's a big deal.
Well, you said he sucked.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
You
said he wasn't good.
15 years ago, I've since changed my opinion.
And
Pat Green?
And
can a
he
man
confronted
change his
you?
Opinion?
Yes.
Okay. Then shut up.
Wow. Just quit picking at that scab, Gordon.
Yeah, no. Slightly childish there.
That's what he does. Then he backs away.
Whose voice is that?
Mine?
That would be CNBC analyst Rocco Pendola that he's doing.
That's right. I guess we can say that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He's on there
all
the time.
Yeah.
What's he analyzing for us?
He's like stock market guy.
Well, we used to do that on his show, the weekly stock market picks.
Massive stock portfolio.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Turn this up a little bit, Jerry.
Is this the song that you said sucked, or was it a different one of his?
Never said that. Good fiddle there.
For some reason, Pat Green looks like a guy that would sell you gutters. You know, kind of a real personable guy with a clipboard. Telling you can get the 4-inch gutters or, you know, you really want the leaf guard on.
Yeah, you want that leaf guard on there. What night is this?
Thursday.
Okay.
Also Thursday night, candidate number three at the House of Blues, Testament.
Yeah.
Old or new?
Along
which version of the band?
Along with Overkill, Flotsam and Jetsam.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Flotsam.
And Forearm.
And together we are Flotsam and Jetsam. Hear more of that bit.
No, that's the end of that sketch.
Love Testament. There's some good 80s and 90s thrash metal
sounds
here.
Pick-me-up kind of music.
It is.
Having a bad day, you just put this on?
Damn straight.
No, wait. With all those flats, I think you'd feel maybe just a little depressed.
Kill everyone!
They don't sing that.
Including your mama!
What?
Huh?
This one's called A Return to Serenity.
Serenity A Return now. To Serenity.
Yep.
Nothing serene about this.
And the Serenity.
It's not supposed to be.
It's because you're having to return to it.
Stab your way into serenity.
Flotsam and Jetsam, by the way, is where Metallica found bassist Jason Newsted at one time.
Really?
That's where he came from.
Could you move closer to the mic, please?
It's always the way they mix him, man.
Hey, did y'all get out of the bathtub? Yeah, just step over next to the shower and say.
It's the way they affect Chuck Billy all the time. I don't know why.
Sound like they're playing in the back of a Home Depot.
The nonsense that is, Rich.
Now, you're
awesome,
gonna have to move
dude.
The drum set. We got to get the scissor lift in here to get the lumber from on top.
All right.
Okay.
That plays
an abrupt
over.
Ending.
On that note,
I
sketch.
Highly support Testament. They're awesome.
Candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Arlington Music Hall. The coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Go. She tours.
Go away, son.
She tours an awful lot for a 90-year-old, doesn't she?
90?
My theory is
that she doesn't leave the Metroplex. I think it just seems like she tours all the time because she's always playing here. Her.
She is 80.
Damn.
Go away.
Still living off of this hit?
What kind of show does she still put on at 80?
Is she seated? She sings hits like this.
I think she just goes out there and she sits in her chair and they just play this. And her mouth has got animatronics in it.
She doesn't tour a whole lot because on her website she has 9 shows between now and October 5th.
Whoa.
9 shows.
She slowed down.
She's playing this week in Winnie, Texas before she comes to Arlington.
Yeah.
Then she's going to Gordon's home of either Jackson or Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah. 23 number one hits.
Didn't she marry at like 11?
Like she's 14.
And she married like a guy who was 58?
That was like her brother?
You may be using Corby exaggeration.
She married her 58-year-old brother when she was 10.
What? Are you seeing that on Wikipedia?
No, I'm just making that up.
Oh.
She married Oliver Vanetta Lynn, commonly known as Doolittle, or Doo, or Mooney, because he ran Moonshine.
How old was he?
He was 21, she was 15.
See there? You had it close to right. How many key changes are they going to throw into this thing?
11. Just keep on getting
they're going to move up into dog whistle territory here pretty soon.
See how high she can sing.
All right, candidate number five. Biggest show coming to town this week, Sunday at the Winspear Opera House. Lily Tomlin.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. A gracious good afternoon, Mr. Beadle. I'm Miss Tomlin, your representative from the telephone company. And you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? It's for 3 calls to Topeka, Kansas. You don't know anyone in Topeka, Kansas? Well, Mr. Beadle, that's beside the point. Now, when may we expect payment? When what freezes over? No, Mr. Beadle, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now then, Mr. Beadle?
Can we just fade this down. Yeah.
And that is her most famous character.
Mm-hmm.
That little girl in the big rocking chair.
The little girl in the big rocking chair was funny.
That was
funny
kind of
voice.
Funny, yeah.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Problem.
She was great in this in All of Me with Steve Martin.
Yep.
Wait, when is she performing?
Sunday.
I'm interviewing her Saturday.
Oh, you are?
In New York.
So. Why don't you just stay here and do it?
I know. Well, because she's part of that same movie that I'm interviewing Tina Fey and Paul Rudd for, which I don't know anything about yet.
Hot Dog City, is that the name of the
so
movie?
So I'll you're confront Lily talk. Tomlin about not being funny, and Tina Fey about not being funny,
According to Craig.
All right, we need to have the Tina Fey segment this week before you go talk to her.
Okay. And Paul Rudd, I'll just overpraise. Is he funny?
Yeah, I like him.
He's okay.
I think he's good. All right, candidate six, Sunday at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keane.
Wow, that's a big show.
I went downtown and did all the things.
Well, I'm a traveling man, don't tie me down. There's just too much living going all around. A man, he's got to see what he can see.
Do we have a new impersonation here?
Well, I love
the road, I love it.
I don't worry, I never care. I love
like
my
your Pat Roberts.
Sometimes they but I was got
still you don't do your Pat Robertson enough.
Because I don't really have a Pat Robertson.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
He just got to talk like he's always smiling like that.
And I left and I plan to go along.
Lyle Lovett is greatness. And I know Giorgio doesn't like him.
Robert Earl King's greatness.
Craig and I love Lyle Lovett.
Hearing it.
We've met Lyle Lovett.
Yes, we have.
Came up to the Ticket Studios and performed. And that was while he was married, I think, to Julia Roberts.
No, I think it was after. Because remember, he was with his hot girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And we all went crazy over her.
How does he always get hot girls? And remember how wronged he was on that People magazine cover?
Oh, yeah.
What, ugliest man or something?
No, it was a picture. Or, yeah, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. Picture of him with his wife, Julia Roberts.
But that made his parents feel good.
Where this again? Where'd you say this was?
Thursdays?
Bass Hall.
Hot Dog Theater. No.
Hot Dog Theater.
Not Thursdays and not the Hot Dog Theater.
Robert Earl Keane steals James McMurtry's songs.
He stole one.
James Murphy stole it back.
He's got greatness to him.
Did he do better with Leveland than McMurtry did?
Probably.
Yes. But I don't know if his version was any better.
No, I don't think it was better.
No.
McMurtry's version is awesome.
A lot more basic, yeah.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Candidate one. Tonight at the Winspear Opera House with the Lincoln Center Orchestra, it's Wynton Marsalis. Candidate two, Thursday at the Windstar, Pat Green. Candidate three, Thursday at the House of Blues, Testament. Candidate four, Saturday at the Arlington Music Hall, Loretta Lynn. Candidate five, Sunday at the Winspear, Lily Tomlin. Or candidate six, Sunday at the Bass Hall, Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keane. George.
I will go with Pat Green.
Gordo?
Without a doubt, Lyle Lovett and that thief, Robert Earl Keane.
All right, Rich?
Give me good old thrash metal with Testament and Overkill.
Testament and Overkill.
Yeah.
Jer?
I support Testament,
yeah.
But Lily Tomlin.
Okay.
Very gay Lily Tomlin.
Yes. Wow. I don't think she likes people talking about that, does she?
She's open about it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
Huh.
Fernando?
She has to be now.
Lyle Lovett.
Okay.
What about Diaria Planet? You didn't mention them.
No, they're not a finalist.
Oh.
I'm going to vote for Loretta Lynn, but in a very split vote this week, 2-1-1-1-1, two votes for Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keane, and that is the biggest show coming to town, Sunday at the Bass Hall.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Greatest singing wide receiver of all time, Loretta Lynn Swann.
That's what's next in the corner?
No. No, I'm going to tell you what a... Horseman Baby is next.